It's TED Talks. Talking ADD, brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, supporting adults with ADHD worldwide for more than 25 years.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. I'm Tara McGillicuddy, and I'm an adult ADD productivity coach, and I'm also the host of ADHD Support Talk Radio. And today I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about the overwhelm associated with adult ADD and ADHD. And specifically, I'm going to talk about a strategy or a couple of strategies to use to help lessen the overwhelm, deal with the overwhelm, and maybe in some cases even prevent the overwhelm when it comes to ADHD. As an adult ADHD coach and ADHD expert, a lot of my clients deal with overwhelm associated with ADHD. I mean, this has to be, I think, one of the biggest challenges, most common challenges for ADHD, because in addition to time management and procrastination and all the other challenges that a lot of adults with ADHD face, the overwhelm really comes into it and can exacerbate it and really add even more stress, more overwhelm to everybody's life. So there's different strategies out there on how to break things down, on, you know, coaches to work with, the right book, the right tool. And there are some great tips and strategies out there, but I'm going to talk about a couple ones that are just very simple to use and are free. You don't need to spend money buying a book, buying a class, you know, working. Well, if you work with a coach, keep working with a coach. Coaches are great and all that. So what I'm going to be talking about today is to simply breathe and to also ground yourself. I know everyone's obviously familiar with breathing. You know, we all do that. But grounding is something that not all people are familiar with. So breathing, it can be as simple as just slowing down and breathing multiple times throughout the day, like when you first get up in the morning, if you start to feel your heart race and your heart beat fast, just stop where you are. If you're in a safe place, close your eyes, put your hand over your heart, and take a few deep breaths in and out slowly. And this is something that can be done almost anywhere, and it makes a world of difference. This one strategy, just closing your eyes and breathing, or if you're driving in the car or in some place, you don't have to close your eyes. This strategy, the breathing slowly, breathing in deeply, can really reduce the overwhelm that you're feeling. If it's practiced regularly, it can sometimes prevent the overwhelm. And if you're beginning, you know, a project, you don't know where to start, you're overwhelmed by all of the different choices, just stopping and breathing for a few moments. And I'm only talking about maybe 30 seconds. This isn't talking about meditating for 30 minutes or anything else, which that's all great, meditating is great. But this is just simply breathing. Just slowing down, taking a few deep breaths in and out. So the breathing is something that I'm sure all of you are familiar with. And I remember a few years back, somebody was teaching a class about breathing and ADHD and stress. And I was thinking to myself, well, I know how to breathe. That's the one thing, you know, as a person with ADHD, I know how to do. But listening, I found out I really was not breathing as effectively as I could to help me, you know, with ADHD and everything else. So just slowing down, taking a few deep breaths in and out. If you can, you know, put your hand over your heart and also connect with your heart. This is something that can make a world of difference. And so connected with the breathing is also grounding yourself. And when I talk about grounding, it's not the grounding that I know I had a lot of growing up when I didn't clean my room, didn't get my homework done. It's not that type of grounding. It's basically connecting your body with the earth. You know, we talk a bit about people with ADHD being in another world, being the head in the clouds, and there really is something to that, that a lot of times we are not grounded. So getting back to the grounding and the breathing, start by breathing. If you're in a safe place, if you're healthy enough to stand up, I know you know, some people have medical issues, but stand up. If you can close your eyes, start with those few deep breaths and feel your fingers. Like, pay attention to what your fingers feel. Like, you know, if you can snap, rub your hands together. While you're breathing, pay attention to that. Then just pay attention to how your body feels. Go down and really pay attention to your feet. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're wearing shoes, if you're wearing socks, but pay attention to your feet, how they're connected to the ground, the floor, and really, how do your toes feel? You know, if you're wearing socks, how do they feel in your socks? If you're on a hardwood floor, what does that feel like? Does it feel cold? Does it feel hard? Does it feel warm? Just pay attention to that. So next, this is one of the things that some people may not be familiar with, might feel a little bit weird to do, is to feel your feet firmly on the ground and either picture, intend, imagine, depending on how your brain works, that you have roots coming from your feet and going all the way into the ground. So if you want them to go really fast, shoot them really fast. If you want them to go slow, picture them or intend or imagine. I know some people, especially those of us with ADHD, when somebody tells us to picture something, you don't. So however your brain works, but just imagine yourself having roots connecting to the ground. And if you're on a 100-floor building, picture those roots, you going all the way through the floors, and connect them firmly into the earth, kind of like a tree. From there, put your hand over your heart again and take a few deep breaths in and out and feel your body connected to the earth. So this is an exercise that I've timed myself before I've done it, and it took less than a minute. I know me explaining it, you know, might take, you know, several minutes, but these are things to do, the breathing and the grounding, that can make a world of difference for those of us with ADHD when it comes to overwhelm. And getting back to, with our heads in the clouds, feeling spacey, a lot of us with ADHD, we're not grounded. And we are just humans in general, this applies to also, is when we're not grounded, we reach for things. We're attracted to things that are going to make us feel more grounded, which for a lot of us with ADHD, that can be food, sugar, things that may not be great for us. And for those of us with ADHD, the research and data really supports that we're more likely to have addictive behaviors or abusive behaviors with substances. So this grounding yourself, not that it's going to solve everything, if somebody has an addiction problem, it's going to totally stop that. But this is something to think about. When you're reaching for that substance or that activity, you know, is it, maybe try grounding yourself. These are exercises, and it's simple to do. It's cost effective, moments to do it. But it's really, you know, that overwhelm. We can get stuck in the overwhelm and stress, you know, when we take on too many things, when we're in a stressful situation, because life is stressful. And there are so many things out there, so many strategies and tips that we can do that are all great. But this is one that I challenge all of you listening to my TED Talk right now to practice the breathing and the grounding. And I know for some people, the grounding might seem weird. It might be like, I'm not doing that. It's, you know, new age or whatever you want to call it. But this is something, there's a lot of research with mindfulness and ADHD, and this is something that's practiced in mindfulness. So there is research out there to support the grounding, the mindfulness. I'm not going, you know, with this talk into like deep mindfulness, but this is something to start with. And I'd like you to really, you know, to challenge you to, when you get up in the morning, when you get out of bed, I know myself, I go straight to the bathroom, but you know, if you're someone that gets out of bed and, you know, has a few moments for me to go to the bathroom, just stand up, take those few deep breaths, put your hand over your heart and do that centering, that grounding exercise with the tree first thing in the morning. Maybe, you know, connect it to something else in your day. But I'd really like to recommend and to challenge all of you listening to, you know, practice these breathing and grounding exercise multiple times through the day. In the morning, maybe before you get into your car, if you're someone that, you know, gets overwhelmed by traffic. But what in your life right now is overwhelming you? And, you know, maybe if you're in that sense of overwhelm, do the breathing grounding exercises. Or even if there's something coming up that you know may be overwhelming, practice these exercises. So I know this, you know, the breathing is something you're all doing anyways. You can just, you know, practice breathing more deeply and slower. Like, for example, before I got on this, you know, to do the recording, I was overwhelmed by stuff going on in my day. So I took a few deep breaths in and out, and that made a world of difference. So I really hope that this TAD Talk is helpful. And I wanted to do something new because there are so many different strategies out there for overwhelm. And this is something that you can use, that you can do, like, right after you listen to this talk. And since it's new, you know, maybe you can listen to it again. So I'd really like to thank you for taking the time to listen to my TAD Talk. And, you know, and I really hope this is something new and helpful when it comes to overwhelm, you know, the breathing, the grounding and centering yourself. So, again, my name is Tara McGillicuddy, and I am an adult ADD productivity coach and the host of ADHDSupportTalkRadio.com. And I'd say the best way to get in touch with me is to go to my website, ADDClasses.com, and use the contact form. So thank you so much for listening, and thank you again. This is Tara McGillicuddy, and this was the TAD Atta Talk about overwhelm.
TAD Talks are a production of ATA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. The content contained herein is copyright protected. But if you'd like even more information about adult ADHD, visit the ATA website at http://add.org. That's add.org.